the COVID pandemic and virus continues causing distress to the life of many individuals and families in our community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant relief to those who are infected and those who are affected. This is a cause for great concern and needs to be taken seriously. Really, what has happened and what has transpired in front of our eyes, where we have seen our own family members, community members, some of whom have passed on, may Allah ta'ala fill the qabr with nur, and some of them who have had serious illness. And we know that that illness is very different from other, because it has an impact upon a person's physical self. Now, some advice on dealing with this. One is take precaution as advised by medical experts. And it is unfortunate that we have come into a situation where we feel that if you take precaution and you take the necessary means to protect yourself, it is regarded to be against conviction, against faith, against tawakkul. This is not the case. It has always been the sunnah of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that adoption of means is the doorway through which Allah ta'ala enforces his decision and his will. Obviously, after adoption of means, there is no guarantee that you will get the results for which the means have been adopted. There's no guarantee. We all know, for example, many people get married. They yearn and they desire for children. Despite efforts, they don't get children. So they have adopted the means, but the results is not guaranteed. But adopting the means is the right way for us, because it is a sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is a command of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a sensible thing to do. It is a sensible. And to give this impression that you have adopted means to protect yourself, it is against tawakkul, this is not correct whatsoever. To give an example, our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every expedition, every decision of his was meticulously planned. If it was not a means, it was not necessary to adopt means, he wouldn't have put 50 archers on the Mount of Rumat. He would have just gone and said, Allah Ta'ala will help us. But he meticulously planned every expedition, every battle of his. To give a practical example, if, for example, we see a group of children playing with knives, or we see children next to a place of danger, would anyone take the view that what is destined to happen will happen? If mort is written for them, is going to happen. Let them play with the knives. Let them play near the place of danger. No one will take that view. He will take the knives away from them. He will take them away from the place of danger. And this has got nothing to do that is against tawakkul, against belief in Allah. It is the natural thing and the correct thing to do that you adopt the means to protect yourself from harm, and you adopt means to gain your risk or anything else. After adopting of means, this is very important. This is the beauty of our system. This is the beauty of our teachings. And this is a test. After the adoption of means, which has come from the decision of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't rely upon the means. We rely upon Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We eat to satisfy our hunger, believing that food itself, without the permission of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not satisfy our hunger. We eat to give us the necessary means for survival. But that in itself will not help until it is with the commands of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another important thing which I normally tell people, stop arguments and disputes on this matter. It doesn't take us anywhere. It doesn't in any way bring us to a solution with regard to facing the pandemic. And one of the things is that COVID seems to have brought out the best and the most negative of human behavior. One can have differences. There's nothing wrong with having differences. But what is wrong is, and what is not acceptable, is fitna, corruption, and disunity. Disunity causes weakness, deprivation of blessings. It takes us away from Allah's help. It takes us away from the blessings of Allah. فَإِنَّ الْبَرَكَةَ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ يَدُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْجَمَاعَةِ. Really, I feel that we had an ideal opportunity as a Muslim community in this country to provide thought leadership. But we lost that opportunity because of our infighting. Very important also is stop judging people in circumstances. Stop judging people in circumstances. I saw a post somewhere where there was a casting of aspersions to people who take their loved ones to hospital, giving the impression that they do so without any empathy and sympathy. Who are we to judge the circumstances and those people? Maybe the person was gasping for breath. He did not know whether they're going to live or not. And the family became very concerned and they took them to the hospital. Stop casting aspersions and judgments on people and their circumstances. You are not aware of their circumstances. And lastly, let me say, empathy, empathy, and empathy. Be sympathetic. In this age, we need more sympathy. We don't need judgment. We don't need people, judging other people. What we need is sympathy, care, compassion. And this empathy and the state of being sympathetic, of being of a helpful nature, being warm-hearted, the state of being kind is one of those beloved qualities to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha, Allah is gentle and He loves gentleness. He rewards for gentleness what He does not reward for harshness. And He does not reward for anything else like gentleness. This is something that we need to do. May Allah give us the tawfiq and these few words of advice.
Certainly very important points that Mulana has raised there. And I think that last one, just being sympathetic to people. It is a difficult time. I think everyone knows of someone that is affected or infected by the virus, and it's a real struggle for them. So just to be there for them. If you cannot visit them, then at least just a phone call or a message, or try and help the family in whichever way possible.
Exactly the point. Let's forget all other arguments and disputes and the judgments. Just be sympathetic. That is the way which has been taught to us by our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam.